We've all been there, sitting in the parking lot, radio humming, waiting to pick someone up from the airport. Any minute now, the air is perfectly still, and then the runway lights turn on. The Delta flight landed 2 minutes ahead of schedule and maneuvered the landing with ease. A feat when you consider that Sitka's runway is trimmed with rocks and sticks out into the water like a tongue depressor. Ryan Calloway, the pilot, just flew into Sitka for the first time.
We were so excited to pop out of the clouds and see what a beautiful place this is that hopefully get to come back again and again. It was great.
Calloway underwent special training by Delta to fly in Alaska, which is notorious for variable weather and small airports with advisory services instead of control towers. But that's not the thing that worried Calloway the most.
Fuel was a big issue. If we weren't able to land here, of course, we'd have to have a lot more fuel than we'd normally have to have for an alternate where we're landing in the lower 48, where we could go to a city that's usually within 100 miles of the airport instead of having to plan for something much further away.
Jim McNichol flew in that day from Burlington, Vermont, to visit his daughter. He vouched for the smooth flight and, when shopping for tickets, found a cheaper deal with Delta than with Alaska Airlines.
The price was in the range of 500 and something versus $800, $900, $1,000.
McNichol was also pleased by the flight's efficiency.
Yeah, we left at 12:30 p.m. and here we are at 7:30 Alaska time.
This is in part because Delta goes directly to Sitka, while the Alaska Airlines flight usually bobs, making a stop in Juneau or Ketchikan that eats up an extra hour. As for the cost difference between the two airlines, it's notable but not enormous. About $80 to $100 for Seattle to Sitka flights in early June, and these differences were kind of insignificant in July and August. But for one traveler, the greater appeal was his airline membership.
I have status with Delta from all my past travels.
Mark McConnell has traveled extensively in South America, but this is his first time in Sitka.
Great.
He and his fellow passengers were greeted by Delta crew and an enormous sheet cake covered in whipped cream.
I mean, it was another flight. It seems like it's a big deal, which is funny, but to me.
For Delta, it's a big deal. With Seattle as its international outpost in the Pacific, Delta hasn't been shy about expanding west. Last summer, Delta service in Seattle reached 25 destinations, including Juneau. This summer, it will hit 35. But Alaska Airlines remains very much the king of the state, with operations in 20 Alaskan airports alone. In April, they reported record net income in the first quarter and have continued with strong ticket sales and earnings, despite the increased competition. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.